Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. With this weekend's Independence Day celebration in mind, specifically backyard grilling, we have Burgers 101. Caitlin Swartz with the Kentucky Beef Council with one tip if you decide to jazz up your patties to add a little spice to your grilling.
If you're adding ingredients to lean ground beef or any beef in general, make sure you don't overmix. So you don't want to play with your patty. So overmixing can cause you some problems later when you're cooking. It won't allow the heat to get all the way through the patty if you compact the ground beef. So you want to make sure that you're lightly incorporating those ingredients.
And she provides another tip on reducing shrinkage.
If you push your thumb down into the center of a burger, it can help reduce shrinkage. So a lot of times you make these big, beautiful burgers and we throw them on the grill and they shrink up. So they say that by putting your thumb into the center, just a small indent in the center of the patty before you throw it on the grill, can help reduce shrinkage.
Before you get the grill heated up this weekend, she has this tip on where to get some more tips, from recipes to burger handling, in more than one format.
So you can go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com, and they've got some great videos up right now, 3 or 4 short videos on how you can get the perfect steak, how you can get the perfect burger, and just great tips and tricks that you can utilize not only for grilling season but for year-round in terms of cooking beef.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
We're back with some tips on successfully incorporating the backyard grill into your Independence Day activities, here on the need to keep an eye on those juices with your burgers.
So when the juices pull to the top, that's an indicator that you're ready to flip your burger or your steak. You want to make sure that you're not flipping too soon, because flipping too soon can cause it to not get done on the other side. So make sure that you're waiting for those juices to pull to the top. Go ahead and flip it. I typically flip mine maybe 2 times just to ensure that I'm exactly where I want it. But you never want to utilize your eyes as an indicator of doneness. Make sure that you're using that instant read thermometer to check the temperature internally to make sure that you've reached the proper temperature for food safety reasons inside your burger or your steak.
She also suggests using a spatula or tongs, not a fork, piercing the patty and letting those juices and flavor escape. And to all, a happy Independence Day weekend. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.